Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome all here to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. You listen to me live. I am in the UK for now. And I say for now because it's not long and I will be on my journeys again. I do have an amazing guest lined up here tonight. He was with me just a second ago. And I think we're experiencing some technical difficulties. I will put this down to the weather because, you know, we have had some terrible weather. Some thunder and lightning and some gale force winds and hailstones and everything else that goes along with that. And we've just experienced that the last few minutes. So maybe that's what's going on here. And that's the reason why my guest is not quite with us just yet. But I'm sure that he will be. I'm sure that he will be with us as soon as he possibly can. But anyway, let's get on with today's show. I want to start off by talking to you all about last night. Because last night, I wasn't here in Studio One. I was off. I went on a journey. I took a 5.5-hour drive in the car up to Newcastle and saw my wonderful Kerry. And from there, we kind of went off for the evening because we went to a haunted location, which was fantastic, you know. And Kerry was just telling me there about all the information that I did pick up on at that venue and told me that everything that I had was absolutely perfect. So isn't that wonderful when we receive things like that and we're able to give it in a public way as well, which is what I done, give it off in a public way, and it was perfect. Everything was, Kelly's just confirmed everything. So thank you, Kelly, for confirming everything, because it is so nice to know that what you have is accurate and it's confirmed. But I want to talk to you all about, as I said, my up-and-coming adventures, because I know that very soon, and I say very soon, it's only next month, and we're embarking upon next month very soon. I will be live in Norway, me and another wonderful host here, Nick Humphreys, on a Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Nick Humphreys, he will be joining me in Norway to do another Norwegian tour, which I'm really looking forward to, and really, I'm sure that we're really going to enjoy that, because I know that I am, for one thing, is going to enjoy my time there with the Norwegian people. And Brichte, if you're listening to us, hi from the UK, and well, we're all excited here, ready for myself and Nick Humphreys to be with you in Norway. So that's the 7th of February. We'll be joining you and returning home on the 12th. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. I know that my show will go live on Sunday there, Sunday the 10th, and Nick's will probably be going live there as well on the Tuesday, or if not, when we get back to the UK on that Tuesday. So I know that Nick will be doing his show as well. So, you know, you're not going to miss out. The people here in the Mike Spirit FM network, you're not going to miss out on anything because we still will be doing our shows live. So we're really looking forward to that. And let's just see if we can get my guest in again. You know, I seem to be experiencing some really difficult bits here trying to get my guest in. And my guest is supposed to be Oscar Villegas. Now, you remember Oscar. Oscar was a big part on this network a little while ago. I know Oscar's now spread his wings a little, and I think Oscar is back with us. Hi, Oscar.
Hi, Mikey.
Hi, Oscar. I don't know what happened there. I was just saying it may be the thunder and lightning and everything else that's going on in the background. The hailstones, you know, the weather's been absolutely horrendous the last hour or two. But we got you back. That's the main thing.
Yes. Absolutely. I do apologize for that. I don't know what happened, but suddenly I found myself talking to myself. That was quite not amusing because I miss the beginning, so I apologize perhaps also to the readers and to the listeners because, you know, these things, technical problems, there's nothing we can do to help.
That's
but I'm pleased to be back again.
Well, Oscar, I was just saying that, I just opened up the show by saying that, last night, and I know I did start telling you a little bit about this, about the investigation that I went to last night. You know, I drove all up to Newcastle, met up with my wonderful Kerry, and we went off to a wonderful investigation last night. And you know, Oscar, have you done many investigations yourself?
Yes, I've done quite a few. And, you know, every one I've done so far is always they're all different, and of course they all had a difference, and it's fantastic and so touching.
Yeah, well, last night was a little bit different to the investigations. I mean, I used to be a part of an investigation team for some years, actually, for quite a number of years. And, you know, I was the medium of the team. I would go around the building and see what I could pick up and see what energies that I could find and, just relay any information that I had. And that's how I always would have run the investigation team, you know, and set up little objects, trigger objects, and put in, like, beam barriers out. And we'd have temperature gauges and we'd have lots of things going on, at one time. But last night was kind of, I'm not saying that anything was done wrong, far from the word, but I imagine every team does things differently. Last night there wasn't such a medium there of the team as such, there was just what they call themselves sensitives.
Okay.
So I quickly found myself stepping into the role as a medium, as you could imagine, because, that's what I do, This is what I've done for the last 20 years, Oscar. It's like second nature, isn't it? It's like getting out of bed and putting your foot on the floor in the morning. It's as simple as that.
Absolutely.
He was walking around and Kerry was taking some pictures with a camera and you could see this figure that appeared on the back of this wall there. And it was only just 10 minutes before we went on air that I was speaking to Kerry, and where Kerry has blown this now, and you can see the face, the hands, feet, the legs, the whole body of this energy that shown themselves in this camera. And going through the investigation where they would sit and they was doing this seance, and again I found myself bring out information of what I felt there, of like some battles and some lots of different information. And the one thing that sticks in my mind was that there was someone there that was hung, because I could feel my neck, Oscar, if you could imagine, being flung backwards. And I could feel this snapping in the back of my neck. And I knew that it had been somebody that was hung. And it's only 10 minutes ago that we kind of put two and two together, and the picture that Kerry has got on her camera
could
be the guy that got hung in the building, because obviously the two of us were there last night, but it was only when we just spoke a few minutes ago was that, well, exactly where I was sat, not far from there is where Kerry took the picture.
Okay.
That's where I could see the gentleman, and that's where I could feel the snap of the neck, and that's where the cameras were. Isn't that amazing, really?
You know, I know what you're talking about, because, yes, I have done quite a few myself, and there is a place where usually there is a Glastonbury, as you know, that place.
Yes.
And there are assembly rooms, which is such a brilliant, so much history in that place. That place is fantastic. It has a lot of history. As you know, from the old days, and there's a lot of blood being shed in there and everything. And that was good. That's fantastic. But we also done it in a place they call the Merley House in Bournemouth, just in Wimbledon, outside of Wimbledon.
Yeah.
And that place, it's just like you said as well. There's a lot happening there. And the Lord of the Manor, it's quite a few noticed things there. Obviously, he went through life where he was alive. And I took a group of my students there the night, not just the students, but other people as well. And the people, everybody was actually making the connection with everything that was happening there in the past. And I was giving them the chance, of course, to experience for themselves. And I was giving them a little bit of the evidence, and they just came with a lot of boom. And of course, there were two people there. They were nothing to do with us, but they were belong to the house, because for security reasons, they needed two people there that night. So those two guys, they're very skeptics, so skeptical, you know, but it was brilliant. They were there because by the end of the night, they had different view to many things. Mm. And as it happened, there was somebody that actually was hanging there as well.
Yeah.
And there was somebody else, they was actually shot in one of the other rooms. And so, there was a lot of blood still. You can actually feel it. You can see it if you got the eye for it. But, and so much happening there in that place, in the Merley House. We already booked. We're going to book again. We're coming back again because the place itself is full alive.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful building. It's from the King George time. You know, and it's such an amazing place, but it can be very spooky for people. There is places and there are ruins in there, in that building. They have not been touched before. And in that night, they opened up for us. Oh, that was amazing. It's such a, you know, you walk into those ruins and you can feel the spirit just to the point. Actually, my students, I was telling them to look for.
Yeah.
And so many times we actually had the shadows, so the spirit just going straight across to everybody. And the body temperatures, as well as the room temperature, they changed so much. It really went so cold. Quite a few people feel actually sick, physical sick, because the vibration, the energies were so strong. There were people there who were sick. So, and the table, I don't know, have you done the table, Mikey, before?
Yeah, yeah, and you know, that's one thing that we was doing last night, Oscar, the table tilting, you know?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Well, you know, we had this large, quite a large, heavy, round table, you know, and we could feel the movement in the table, you know, and I've done this, you know, several hundred times in tabletop tilting.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I feel that was a bit, you know, a bit heavy and a bit... It needs lots of energy. You know, the bigger the table, the heavier the table, the more energy it needs, you know, because I understand how tables work, you know, because around the perimeter of the table, what happens, it's like, if you can imagine, like a vortex of energy that comes into the center of the table, it then kind of ripples out and goes underneath around the perimeter of the table, and it's like, if you can imagine, like a psychic rod light energy, call it what you want, that builds up right around the perimeter of that table to the underside. And then what happens when there's enough energy in that table, it kind of raises that one rod, the one end, which will lift the table up one way, and then it'll shrink it back down so the table will go on the floor. So I understand how that works, you know, and I love the philosophy of that. I love the scientific side of it. But then we got a smaller table, Oscar.
Okay.
I knew that there was so much energy in this one particular area. And four of us was around this table, and we just gently, and this is how you need to do, and you would, you know, I know that you would correct me if I was wrong on anything, but I know that, you know, you gently just rest your fingertips just on.
Correct.
You know, I could feel this, and I knew it was ready to go. And I said, come on, we welcome you. We mean you no harm. Show us this physical energy that you have. And all of a sudden, Oscar, it lifted. The one side of the table lifted up. And before we knew, it was on two legs. And there were some girls with, wow, you know, and you could, wow, you know, the you know, amazing of this thing was lifted. And they said to me, are you pushing it? So I lifted my hands off the table. I went, no. And it was still, you know, the table was still up on two legs. So I put my hands gently, just my fingertips back up on this table. And I says to her, and you know, I feel you have to be not demanding. You know, we must have respect.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, 100% respect. But you have to be in some kind of an authoritative voice to give it a command. You know, and I don't agree with, like, pleading all the time, because I don't think we should be pleading. But, you know, if it's gonna move, then let's try and work on a command. And I think that it's better if you use one voice rather than several, because it kind of reacts to one voice more. And, you know, may not be my voice, Oscar, you know, it may not be, you know, whoever that, you know, it works with. So anyway, you know, the screams of wows and, you know, the gasps was brilliant. So I took my one hand off the table. I lowered it underneath the table and I said, now, make that table touch my hand. And down it went, Oscar, down, touched my hand. And I said, thank you, no, put it back onto four legs. And up it went onto the four legs. And there's still these two lovely ladies that said, did you push that? And I said, oh, no, you've seen me take my hands off it. So I said, okay, let's raise it up the other way. Because then obviously I would have to put my hands underneath then, Oscar, if you would imagine, to push it up.
Absolutely.
So up this table goes, up over to the one side, up onto two legs. And I says to the gentleman on the opposite side of me, now put your hand down like I did. So he took his one hand off, put it underneath, and I said, now touch his hand. The table leant down, touched his hand, come back up to the center. And it was like, you know, the gasp was getting louder, that kind of thing was getting louder. So let's go over to the other side. So we added going over to the other side, touched the other lady's hand, and then the other lady. So we kind of got this table moving four ways, four different directions. So then I says to the table, let's come up onto two legs. So up onto two legs it went. And you know, the amazing bit, Oscar, I know you've experienced this many times, and I says to her, now, let's defy all laws of gravity. Let's go up onto one leg. And up it goes up onto one leg, Oscar. So you can imagine this table is tilted on a 45-degree
angle. Fantastic. Beautiful.
Any skeptic could have been there last night. And, you know, that would defy all laws of gravity. A table, a wooden leaning on one of its four legs, on a 45-degree angle. And, you know, scientifically, that should have fallen.
Absolutely.
But what happened next, Oscar, was I said, now let's move. Let's spin around. And the table was spinning around. We was finding we was having to pick up our pace. It wasn't walking. It was kind of starting to, you know, a slight jog around in this circle, you know, with this table, because it was going around, you know. So we was going around with it. And, you know, to amazement of people that's never seen that. Isn't it wonderful that we can use a physical energy? Because that's what it is, this physical phenomenon, isn't it? You know, it's this.
That's correct. That's right, yeah.
When we do
it's
the same as when we do transfiguration. It's the same as when we do, you know, anything physical. It's a physical phenomenon. You know, same as ectoplasm. I mean, we could probably do, like, you know, a six-hour show on physical. I love physical energy, Oscar. Like you believe, you know, I really, it's one of my things that I adore. You know, I adore the trance. I adore anything to do with physical. You know, when face changes, which is transfiguration. You know, I adore everything to do with the physical side of mediumship.
You know, I know what you're talking about, because we go through quite a lot of different emotions at home in my own circles. But just to give you feedback from the table as well, because if you people were to go to my website, they can find it on my website. Then last time we went to Glastonbury, I had a very, very, very similar situation like yours with the table as well. And it's a big table, square table, massive. The legs are so big. And we always stand again all around the table, and we start talking to the table. So I knew there was a spirit behind me, and they were telling me they want to dance with you. So I said, they asked me, you know, to sing. So they give me a song, and I asked the guys, everybody, the people that start singing the song, with this, they start singing the song, and the tables start rocking from left to right to left to right. Then after that, we sing even louder, and the tables start going forwards and backwards. They're beautiful.
You know,
then
Oscar, I'm so glad, right, that you just said that. You know, that just, it's brought the biggest smile to my face ever. Because last night, obviously, you know, I took my hands off this table, and then I thought, no, I've felt this, I've seen this, you know, a million times.
Absolutely.
But I wanted everybody else to experience it, even though I wasn't there as the medium. I was there as just, you know, a member of the public, you know, which I do enjoy doing that sometimes, Oscar. You know, just,
oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And
that's one.
And I was saying, you know, sometimes that this thing works better when we bring energy in, like singing. And
oh, fantastic.
The word I used was silly little nursery rhymes, you know, like what our mums would sing to us when we go in with a baby, and Jack and Jill.
Lullabies.
Exactly, you know. So I'm so pleased you've just said that to me, Oscar, because that's exactly the way that I know how physical phenomena works.
But they love it. They love it when we do these things. You know, people might, because, as you can imagine, I don't know if you've been to the assembly rooms before yourself.
No, I haven't been into the assembly rooms. No.
It's the room, the cell is big. You see 250 people there, no problem. But the room is empty. It was just me and the group that were there. And we are completely in darkness. As you can imagine, the place is freezing.
Yeah.
And there's darkness everywhere. But we cannot see the table because the table is going mental from left to right. And as it happened, I asked if it was okay to take photos. And we did take photos as well. And you can see, as you said, it's no way to scientifically explain, but the table also, they're standing, the two back legs just a smidge from the ground, and they levitated forwards, backwards, levitated, tilted every single side. And we actually sat a lady on top of the table. I know she doesn't mind if I said the name. Her name is Pam, because from Somerset. She loved it because I saw the lady on the table. You know what? That table rocked forwards and backwards. We couldn't stop laughing. It was such a brilliant night. To the point that we're supposed to finish the night from 11 to 4, we walk away from that place at 5:30 in the morning. We just didn't want to stop. It was so amazing. Amazing. Beautiful experience. But the beautiful experience about it, it's because there was a gentleman in there, the husband of one of the ladies, very, very sketchy person. He never been to anything like that before in his life. Lovely man, but very scientific beliefs. As it happened, he was there that night, and he said to me, Oscar, he not just to me, to all the group, he said, tonight has been one of those nights that I will treasure for the rest of my life. Because what I've seen, what I went through tonight with you guys, is something that you see perhaps in a TV or on a film, but you don't see this in real life.
Yeah.
And tonight I'm so pleased, he said, I'm so pleased that I was part of this group. And I have such a beautiful memories of tonight. They changed my expectation and beliefs forever. I believe he was there. I believe. It was so fantastic to see that, you know. And it's just amazing when the spirit world, they give us all this evidence.
Anima.
All the evidence of survival from the death, from the day of the physical. But it's beautiful, it's fantastic. And I'm looking forward to that. You know, sometimes even at home, when I teach my students, or sometimes they say to me, can I just make a point? And I say, yes. And I said, your voice had changed. And as it happened, my voice do change a lot when I teach.
Yeah.
Even when I work, sometimes it's psychonized, or I do sometimes if I do a service on the service, a lot of people notice the change of my voice as well. But in my students and here, they actually have mentioned to me that my face changed all the times, and they can actually see the eyes. I know my eyes, but they are in that kind of eyes. If you can imagine somebody saying to you, well, the person sitting there is Oscar, but the person is looking at it is no Oscar. It's lovely, you know,
yeah.
When you know, these things happen.
It's physical phenomena, Oscar, isn't it? You know, that's
what it's called,
you know. I always used to host, I mean, particularly when I was a very heavily involved in the local spiritual church with me, going back maybe about 5-6 years ago, we always used to put on special days and nights in the church, you know, and teachings and workshops and everything else. And being the role I was in, I was vice president and booking secretary. You know, I had the two jobs to do. And, you know, I quite thoroughly enjoyed it. Being the booking secretary, I would have to find mediums that would come from away and to do special things in the church. And we found this one gentleman. I'm not going to say his name because I don't know if he would allow me to, you know, without his permission. So I wouldn't do that. But this lovely gentleman from Devon, in fact, is not far from yourself there. And he used to come up each and every week. Each and every few months, about twice, three times a year, to this local spiritual church. And he always used to do, you know, workshops and demonstrations and the Sunday divine services, and you know, a lovely gentleman. And we decided, you know, because he was back at home on the Saturday evening, and we decided to, you know, do some tabletop coaching. And we had this little round table, you know, again, four legs. It was just one of them coffee tables. It was like two flat pieces of wood that would fit into each other that would create the legs, and just a round little top that would screw down. And we had this table, and Oscar, you know, I've seen it done. I've seen it work, but I've never experienced this before. We had this table kind of walking around. So we're going from up on one leg over onto two legs, then up on one leg, you know, the opposite one. So we would walk kind of thing, you know? And, you know, to me, that was amazing, you know? But what happened after that, you know, we built up so much energy in this table. This table actually lifted, Oscar, if you can imagine, off the floor. So our hands, where it was gently resting on the top, our hands are going up and up and up and up. And this table was off the floor and spinning. It was unbelievable.
Fantastic.
Spinning.
Fantastic.
And we were running. It wasn't a jog. We were literally running to try and keep up, you know, to hold our hands on this table. And to the point where we were physically exhausted. Now, this gentleman wasn't a small man. You know, he's quite a large man. And, you know, it became quite physically exhausting. And, you know, I said, you know, let's stop, bring the table down. And afterwards, there was a few of us, we just sat there and our mouths were like open and jaws down to the floor thinking, wow, what's just happened there? You know, that was amazing what happened. You know,
fantastic.
It was such a great energy in the room at that point. But, you know, again, you know, we could talk for hours about physical energy.
Oh, absolutely beautiful experience that happened to us every single day. And a personal experience as well, because, you know, the spirit world, they never fail to let us know they're there.
Definitely. The other thing I was talking about where we was experiencing technical difficulties there was about my tour that I've got coming up. To Norway. I know I mentioned this quickly to you off there. Myself and Nick will be joining me this time in Norway.
Lovely.
The wonderful lady called Brichter sometimes is in the chat room. I don't know if Brichter is in the chat room. She probably is in the background somewhere listening. And we will be in Norway with Brichter in February, the 7th of February, and coming back home on the 12th of February. So that's all booked. That's all the journey on the plane, Oscar, so to speak, is it's ready. And waiting for us to go over there. But, you know, we have got an amazing event coming up here in February as well, right here in Wales. I know it's a little distance from you.
Yes, it is,
but,
yeah.
And we've had to, not so much had to, but we concentrated more. I mean, it was a two-day event. You know, we had our very first live roadshow, the Mike Spirit FM roadshow. And, you know, the dates were the 22nd, 23rd of February. Unfortunately, the 22nd, we're not going to be able to do the 22nd. You know, Oscar, time has just beaten us. And one thing, technical issues has led to another thing, to the point of where I've just thought to myself, you know, we have to do it just on the one day. So the 23rd of February, Oscar, we have got an all-day psychic fair. We have got
Fantastic.
A live demonstration with me, Mike Davis. if you didn't know I was, Oscar, but that's who I am. We've got Nick Humphries, another wonderful host here on Mike Spirit FM, and Grant Collier. That's the 23rd of February at the Castle Hotel Neath, right here in Wales, near Swansea. And there's more information about that. Come over to my Facebook page, Mike Davis Medium. You can catch all the information there about the roadshow. It's going to be a wonderful event. And actually, Oscar, we were down at the event again on Thursday just gone. So I've had a pretty much of a busy weekend, you know, because, you know, Thursday I was down to Aspirosis Church, over to the hotel Thursday evening. Friday I'd done a quite a large demonstration in West Wales, and you know, a big shout out to everybody in West Wales that came along to watch my demonstration there. You know, an absolutely wonderful audience, Oscar, I must say. You know, a wonderful audience, and some wonderful communications went on there. So big shout out to West Wales, and thank you for coming out in the droves that you did. And you know, never know, may see you there again very soon. But I know that we got to push on, Oscar, with the today's show. I know we got quite a few callers there waiting in the background to speak to us. But before we do, I want to play a little piece of music, and I'm going to press this button and let's see what happens.
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow. at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Okay, I do apologize there about the technical issues. The weather is playing up here tonight, like you wouldn't believe. But I think okay, I think we're back live again. Third time lucky. Let's try and bring my wonderful Oscar back in. And let's just see what happens now. Maybe it's just the way that today's show is going. Who knows? Okay, I think that we are live again, yet again. We're going to try things a little bit different now. So I hope you've got sound. You can let me know in the chat room. So I do apologize. I think it is the weather. It's just as simple, as easy as that. You know, there's nothing that we can physically do about it. The weather is bad. Yes, Pam, the weather is bad in the UK. It's absolutely pouring down with rain. It's just the way it goes. You know, sometimes it can't be helped. So we're going to try and bring Oscar back to you in a different way. But whilst Oscar's working hard behind the scenes, I do want to talk to you about another event that I have coming up in Birmingham. It's a charity event with me and Kerry. I'll just read the advert out to you as I see it. That's the best way to do it. It says, a night of spiritual mediumship, a charity night in aid of Birmingham's hospital, Children's Hospital. There's going to be two mediums, myself, Mike Davis, and Kerry Carr. And it's going to be on Friday the 15th of March. There's a date for your diaries. Write it in, 15th of March, it's a Friday, it starts at 7:30 until 9:30, and it's £7, and you can pay that up on the door. It's Birmingham, it's at the Cobham's Arms Club there in Birmingham, and the postcode, if you want that, it's BS2OJD. So I'm looking forward to doing that there with Kerry. It's actually going to be the first live demonstration that we're going to be doing together. So again, I'm really looking forward to that. I had a bit of firsthand of seeing what Kerry was like working last night, and I must say, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I will be honest, I thoroughly enjoyed working there with Kerry, because sometimes. We're able to pick up on things and give things, and I must say, Kerry done very well. So Kerry, thank you very much. You've done a good job last night, and I know that the energy that's created there, I'm really looking forward to that event in Birmingham. So, again, date for your diaries. It's the Friday, the 15th of March, 2013, 7:30 start. Till 9:30. It'll probably go on a little bit longer. It normally does. Just like the Friday just gone that I'd done, the event there that went on a little bit longer. I think I didn't finish till gone 11 o'clock. So never mind. It doesn't matter. Well, I was just about to play this, so let me play this and let's see if we can get our wonderful Oscar back in.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm. And I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Okay, and don't forget that is just the 23rd for the free all-day psychic fair. There's going to be lots of exhibitionist stalls. I said that completely wrong. Where you'll be able to get lots of jewelry, crystals, healing, hot stone therapy. You know, the list is endless. And actually, the list is growing day by day. So, you know, if you want to come along to that, it's going to be free entry. And to the Friday night demonstration, tickets in advance are only £10. So you can email me for the tickets, mike@mikespirit.fm, or you can call the number there that was played in that ad, or you can just go over to Nick's Facebook page. You can go over to my Facebook page and get all the information. Now, I know that Oscar is in our chat room, and I, Oscar, in the chat room. Oscar, what you need to do is to go to the top of the show page where the chat room is, where you are in right now. Go to the top of the show page and press the Skype call button, and we can bring you in that way. So let's just give Oscar a few seconds to do just that, because I know that, you know, it kind of gets, it throws everything out, particularly when we have technical issues. It throws everything all out of the window. The thunder and lightning is clapping as we speak out there. There's lots going on in the background, I suppose. But whilst Oscar is doing that, and Oscar, you know, please take your time. There is no rush. You know, don't be all in a panic. Press that Skype call button and you'll come in. But whilst you're doing that, I'm going to go over to the first caller. And I'm going to do a reading myself. So let's bring in Natasha. Hi, Natasha. Are you there with us?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Well, I'm tired, Natasha, if I'm honest with you, because, you know, as I said, I did a demonstration Friday night.
Yeah.
Boom. And then it was tiring, I suppose. You know, it was a 2.5-hour drive from my home to the venue. So it wasn't only just driving down, but working for 3 hours and then driving back. Then it was kind of a couple of hours sleep and then driving up to Newcastle, which is 5.5 hours. So you can imagine how tiring it's been. But you know what? I've loved every minute of it. I got to be honest there, Natasha. okay. I know Oscar is with us. Let me just bring Oscar in a minute.
Okay.
Hi, Oscar. You back there with us now?
I'm here, Mikey. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear, Oscar. The only thing,
okay,
Oscar, let me just pop my... Natasha, let me just pop you back on mute for 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay. Oscar, did you call in via the Skype way then, or the number way?
Yes, I called. That's the only way I've been able to get to you, mate.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to try another way.
Yeah, you try the Skype way, and if not, then... we'll just bring you back in on this way, because, you know, I'd rather you didn't. Because obviously, you know, you're calling to an American number there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to do a reading you with Natasha. You try the Skype way. If not, I'll try you the old way, and we'll get you back on one way or another, Oscar.
Okay, right. Okay. Well,
okay. Cheers. Okay. Natasha, can we come back there to you?
I'm here.
Okay. Natasha, I do apologize. You know, the weather here is so bad at the moment, you know. It's been crazy. Our weather patterns are so much, like, changed. Last week, we was, like, in 2 foot of snow. Would you believe it? 2 foot of snow.
Oh, I do believe it. I do. It's been very, very, very cold here. So I believe it. The weather pattern has been changing, you know. So, but,
yeah,
Mike,
yeah.
I do want to tell you that I thoroughly enjoy your show. I've called in the past, and my readings has been so accurate. But so I wanted to let you know how much I appreciate your show.
Well, thank you very much, Natasha, because that is so nice to have that feedback there. It really is. So, Natasha, I'm gonna go in and do a reading with you because, obviously, as you know, we've experienced some technical issues here. So let me ask you first of all, Natasha, where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from Michigan.
From Michigan, okay. okay.
What I was calling about, Mike, I reconnected with a gentleman. We've been in and out of each other's lives for the past, I would say, about 8 years. And we have reconnected. And one of my readings in the past have told me that that was going to happen. But, Mike, I wanted to get hear from you. Now that we've reconnected, what do you see with surrounding this relationship? And what kind of future is this relationship going to have, considering we've been on and off so much?
Okay. Well, let me link to the spirit world then, Natasha, and we'll see what they have to say, okay? Because, you know, I don't want to influence anything in any way, shape, or form. You know, my forte is to link to the spirit world and let them answer that question for you. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, because I know I've got a lovely lady that joins me here from the spirit world, and as you do just join us, I know that she comes forward and she links to your mum's side of your family of when she was here with us.
Okay, and that would be my grandmother.
Okay, bless her. Now, I know that she would have been a lady that suffered in the body quite greatly before she passes home to the spirit world, okay? She does make me aware to say to you that before she passed, that she makes me aware that her body gave up on her long before that she ever would have wanted to, because I know that her body has given up on her as she has passed home to the spirit world. I know that she talks to me here about her movements was very much restricted towards the end of her life there, because I know that she's not able to get up and about. I know that she's not able to do the things that she would have liked to do towards the end of her life, which would have caused a little bit of frustration, would have caused her to be a little bit annoyed, if I can say that there to you, from the spirit world, because I know that it brings like being annoyed, and that's what she wants to. So does that fit with your grandmother? She would have been quite annoyed because her physical body wouldn't have let her do the things that she would have wanted to do. Is that right?
Yes.
See, and I know as well that she makes me aware to say to you as well that as she builds this vibration up, that she's been in your life quite a lot of late, Natasha. And as she has been in your life, she wants me to say to you that she has seen this pattern of like on and off, in and out, and nothing really established. And as soon as it gets established, it kind of goes off on a tangent. Do you understand of this?
I do.
See, because I know that as she tells me this there, and as it goes off into a tangent, and as it goes off to a whole complete, like, what's the right word? When it gets bad, it gets very bad. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I definitely do.
Okay. See, because I know that's what I'm being told. When it gets bad, it gets very bad. But when it's good, it's the best ever. Okay.
Yes.
So I know that's where you are in life at the moment, particularly to do with this gentleman here, that it's, you know, when it's bad, it is just that. It is very bad. Okay. And it's difficult to take control. It's difficult to take charge of what's going on. And I feel that, you know, the words that she uses to me, it's like the two of you are so headstrong. There's no giving in any of you. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
See, and that's where the problem lies, isn't it? Where there's no, you know, there's no tolerance with yourself. There's no tolerance with him. And, you know, it's the most silliest, slightest things that causes the problem. Do you understand of that?
Yes, yes.
Excuse me, I'm still full up with a bit of a cold, I've got to be honest. But I know that that's what she tells me. It's the slightest things that causes the problems. Now, I know, see, that she wants me to say to you that, you know, so when it's on a balance, so when it's on an even keel, it works perfectly fine, okay? I know that you feel it's working perfectly fine just now at the minute. Is that right?
Yes, no complaints right now. It is about, I would say, about, you know, 2 weeks into it that we have reconnected, and I'm afraid of going through this cycle again. Just wondering what 2013 has to bring for us, if this relationship would go any further or go to another level.
Okay. Well, I certainly feel as if I need to say to you that, you know, it will go to another dimension, will go to another level, okay? I want to say to you that, you know, you have to start believing in yourself. And, you know, sometimes it takes two to make an argument.
Yes.
Do you understand? Well, see, now this is my motto in life. It really is about, you know, if I don't argue with you back, then you haven't even got an argument, have you?
Okay, I understand.
Okay, and maybe I shouldn't have said that because I know that Mike Kelly is listening. But, you know, that's my motto. You want to argue with me, go and argue with yourself because you're not going to get one out of me, okay?
Okay.
Because, you know, it takes two to argue. And it takes one to maybe create something, okay? So if it's one of you in particular that creates an argument, but it takes two of you to make an argument, do you understand of this?
I understand perfectly.
See, because she tells me that you're quite good at stepping back from things. Do you understand that you step back from things sometimes?
Yeah, I never really thought of it like that, but I understand, yes.
Okay. See, because I know that's what I want to put around you, okay? Let's step back from things, because I know that you're quite good at doing just that, stepping back from things. And that's what I want to put in your life. If you step back from it every now and again, okay, that things will become a little bit easier there for that situation then, if you want, for a better word, okay? Do you understand of this?
Yes, yes.
See, and I know that I want to say to you there, if you allow it to get you, if you allow it to wind you up, for want of a better word, then it will do just that.
Okay.
Just step back from it, and
okay,
you see a whole new difference, okay? Does that help a little bit then, Natasha?
It does. It does. You said you saw that this relationship will go to another level this year.
Most definitely. But, now I'll say but, and I'll say but every time, okay? If you... And he allows it to, okay? If you're going to be at loggerheads all the time, then it'll never work, will it? Okay? Listen to the advice that your grandmother's just given you. Step back a little bit, okay? It takes two to have an argument. It takes one to create it. Sometimes it takes one to create it, but it needs two, okay? It needs to be fueled, isn't it? Okay? And if you step back out of that vibration, then there is nothing to argue about. Do you understand this?
I do. Yes.
So take on board of what your grandmother tells you there, okay? Because that's the only way that I can see it going forward, and it will go forward if you take that on board.
All right. I will definitely take that with me. I really will.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, okay? And remember, you know, please do download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spurrett FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling, and thank you very much for listening, and thank you for that wonderful feedback there at the beginning.
Absolutely. Thank you. And get some rest, Mike.
You know, that's what I plan doing this coming week.
Good.
Because, you know, I'm flying back over to Norway very, very soon, and I wouldn't know myself when I get over there. But, you know, it's all wonderful. You know, I love working with the spirit world, and I'll work 24/7 for them. I've done it in the past, and I'll do it all over again. I absolutely adore my job, I suppose, isn't it?
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Natasha.
Hey, Mike. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Okay, well, let me try and bring my wonderful friend back in, Oscar. We're going to try this a different way, so we may... Well, we seem to be back with us. You know, I don't know what's going on tonight. It's one of them nights. But never mind. We'll push on with this show. I know that Oscar is going to be calling back in at any minute. You know, it just seems to be one of them nights, you know. And I say to myself, have you ever had one of them nights or one of them days that everything just doesn't seem to go right or things seem to go wrong? You know, maybe that's the question I should be asking to you, particularly into the chat room. Have you ever had one of them days? Give us your answer in the chat room, because, you know, I'm in there, in and out of there, and, you know, it's quite funny, really, you know, but never mind, that's fine. Let's go to the next caller, and it's I'm sure it's Abel. Hi, Abel, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Hi, can I ask, from where?
If I'm just saying hello, Abel. Hello?
Hello, yes.
Yes, this is Abel.
Yeah, can I ask you where you're calling from?
Calling from Miami.
From Miami, okay. And what was the reason that you called in for, sir?
I want to see if I, about my mom and dad.
Okay, well, my forte is to link to the spirit world. I don't know if your mom and dad is in the spirit world or if they're here, I don't know, but let me link to the spirit world there for you, Abel, and we'll see where we go with that. Is that okay with you?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, now the first thing I have a gentleman that makes his self known here to me. I believe that this gentleman would have passed on very quickly onto the spirit world because I believe that he was in this physical life 1 minute and then passed over very suddenly home to the spirit world the next minute. There. So I know that the passing that he had, it was very quick. He makes me aware that he suffered in his body for a little while before he passed there. I do believe it was the heart that took this man home to the spirit world, even though he complained a little bit, but I don't believe that he took that much notice of it. So do you understand that of this gentleman here? He's quite a nicely built gentleman in the build of his body there, Abel. Do you understand of him there, please?
Yes.
Okay, and that's your dad, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, because he says to me, I'm dad. So I know that as he makes this communication, he just wants to make himself known here to you. Now, I know as your dad makes a link here, let me just say that would I be right in saying that you're in the middle of decisions that you have to make in your life at the moment?
Yes.
And you're a little bit confused in which way to do it. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that you feel sometimes as if you're like a banging your head against a brick wall? Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. And it seems to be as if you can't make sense of anything at the moment. See, now, like I'm having technical issues tonight, it seems to be as if this is the way your life has been, that there's been one hiccup after another, after the next. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And, you know, every time that you say, or every time you turn to whoever it may be in the spirit world, or whatever you pursue your God to be, you always say to them, come on, come forward, give me the answers. Push me in the right direction. Let me know where I need to go. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if I said to you, you've been thinking of either, and please don't tell me here, but you've either been thinking of going forward into a different direction or backwards to regain the information that you feel as if you've lost. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
See, because I believe we need to regain the information that we have lost to find our way forward in life. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know, and I think that we've got Oscar there with us a minute. Let me just bring this. Oscar, is that you there, mate?
It's me. Can you hear me?
It is. Oscar, let me just finish off this reading. I'll pop you back on the hold there, and I'll come straight back to you 1 second.
Okay.
Abel, I know that, as I'm building Dad up here, this is what he wants me to say to you, okay? Let's go backwards to learn how to go forwards, okay? Because I know it's like, as we've already established, banging your head against a brick wall. Now, your mum is in the spirit world as well, isn't she?
Yes,
okay, because I know I've got your mum that comes here as well. And see, as your mum was a little shorter than your dad, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And your mum was the feisty, fiery one. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, because I know that your mum is the feisty, fiery lady. And as she comes forward here from the spirit world, she kind of like pushes dad out of the way. Out of the way, I'll sort this out, son. And I believe that's what she wants me to say to you. Out of the way, I'll sort this. Now, would I be right in saying to you that all these problems are created by someone in particular? Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Because it's like as if I want to say someone's put the spanner in the works. Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
Okay. See, well, your mum recognizes that and she understands it. Okay. So know that your mum and dad are directing you there from the spirit world. The words I need to use to you, go backwards to allow yourself to go forwards. Regain what you once had. and once you regain it, okay, that you will be able to, like, sing, dance, and skip along, because I know that you've achieved what you set out to achieve, okay? Because you're not the kind of person that gives up too easy on things. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Know that your mom and dad is there with you, Abel, okay? I'll say thank you very much for calling in. I hope that's helped you a little bit. And please remember, please download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spurrett FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay. Oscar, how are you doing there, mate?
Mikey.
You know, it's...
Take 10. Take 5. In this case,
like
10.
Take 10. It really is. But Oscar, you know, obviously the spirit world wants us to be here together. You know, we've tried so many different ways. And you know, we are here in the end, you know. But that's fine, you know.
It's quite funny, actually, you know, because I keep coming in and out. You cut off yourself, you cut me, I cut you. And it's just going round and round and round. So... Anyway, so...
Sometimes, you ask me, you know, and it brings me back to kind of last night, and not that I want to take up any more time about talking last night.
I know. But it's quite funny, really.
It was, because, right, you know, these other people were trying the table. And... I think you know what I'm going to say. And
yes.
What I heard in my voice was, ha-ha.
That's why they fall.
Like, it's not going to work. And I turned to Kenny and I says... And she went, what? I went, they told me nothing's going to happen. And I loved Oscar. Nothing happened. And the spirit world was like, ha, 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 just laughing. And I could hear them laughing. And, you know, it's very similar to tonight. So maybe the energy we've already created, Oscar.
I said this too. This is crazy because, you know, we never have such a much troubles to get. Because, I mean, we used to work with Sarah on Thursday.
Yeah,
and there was no hiccups or whatsoever. It was, you know, straight on, in and out. It was fantastic. And tonight that we've been talking about these different things, and you know, it just happened tonight. We just you tried to phone me, and I phoned you at the same time. We both keep missing each other. You know, I can see you the other side of the motorway, and you see me one side, I see you the other side. You wait to me, I wait to you, but we keep missing together.
Exactly. I should shift the night, isn't it? Well, Oscar, we're on now, okay? And I know.
Okay. See how long for.
Well, we'll just stay there. Don't move. We'll be right back in it. You know, that's what you need to say.
I know.
Oscar, do you fancy doing a couple of readings here with me? As I said, I've already done two. doing a couple?
Go for it, mate. Go for it.
Let's fetch in Gillian here. Hi, Gillian, are you there with us?
Yes, hi, I'm here.
Hi, Gillian. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
New York.
From New York, wonderful. Oscar, I'm going to say try. I'm not going to say, do you want to do this? I'm going to say, do you want to try?
Mike, can I read with you?
You can if you want.
Ooh,
to.
Jim. I like that.
That's okay, Oscar. You just hang on.
It's all happened.
I called him before, and I wanted to read with you, and I didn't get a chance to. So
it's all happened tonight, isn't it, Mikey?
Okay, you just hang on there, Oscar, and I'll work with Gillian. So, Gillian, where did you say you was calling from, there, sweetheart?
New York.
From New York. Okay. Okay. Well, let me build a communication to the spirit world, and we see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, instantly. Okay, and I know I've got. I know I've got a lady that comes through. First of all, that wants to be remembered and wants to be recognized here to you from the spirit world. And as I'm aware of this lady, she makes me aware that the latter part of her life was very difficult for her. I know that she struggled towards the end of her life. I know that she would have been the kind of lady that would have kept on trying, kept on battling through life. But she makes me aware it was so hard. And she makes me aware that there was people around her that tried to help her, and it wasn't working for her. And I know that the people that was around her to support her done their best, okay? But she was so independent, she would have liked to do things her own way, and she would have liked to keep people doing things... Sorry, she would have liked the people to just maybe step back a bit, but we needed to help her as much as we can. Do you understand of a lady like this for me, Gillian, in the spirit world?
Could be. Maybe more information, but I may know who that is.
Okay. Now
be
I know
my friend.
Okay. I know that she makes me aware that when she passes on to the spirit world, that she makes me aware that she is like kind of in her early, late 50s, early 60s, I want to say, of when she passes there, okay? I know that she makes me aware that she wants me to say that when she finally went home to the spirit world, that she was either in the hospital or she was just in and out of the hospital as she passed there, because I know that she makes me aware that there's hospitals, there's machines in the background, and I know that there's all this going on around her there from the spirit world, okay? Does that make sense to you now with your friend?
The hospital, no. She died in her house.
Okay. But would you understand that either she was, as I said, she's either in the hospital or she's in and out? So she would have went into the home and or she was appointments that was back and forth or something there?
Yeah, maybe she did go to the doctor once in a while. I know she didn't like to do stuff like that, but I can see how she would go back and forth for her high blood pressure or something.
It was perfect then, okay, because I know that she makes me aware of either, because you know, I'm aware of the hospitals, and whenever the spirit world gives me that, that always would tell me they either passed in the hospital or they was in and out for a while before they passed. So if she suffered with the blood pressure and everything else, then that's why she would go back and forth. That's fine. Now, I know that, see, she wants me to get tough a minute. And there's a reason for that in your life at the minute, Gillian. Do you understand of this?
Reason for?
I think I lost you there for a second. Do you understand?
Hello?
That, yeah, do you understand that there's a reason for her wanting me to be tough with you?
Okay. I don't understand why, but okay, sure.
Okay. Because she makes me aware of being tough there with you, because I know that, you know, we kind of need to be a bit harsher on yourself, because, again, you are very much laid back in your character-wise. Do you understand that you're laid back in your character-wise at the moment?
Yeah.
And you, it's almost as if everybody's kind of like walking all over us. Do you understand that it's like as if people are walking all over us?
I could see that, yeah.
Okay. See, and she's saying there about toughening up, about being tough, and about, you know, don't put up with it. Do you understand that about don't put up with it?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know that's what she wants me to bring forward there for you, about don't put up with it. You need to be tough and you need to be solid. You need to be like a rock there, because I know that's what she brings forward there from the spirit world for you. Okay, just no, see. Okay, thank you. She says to me about that you're aware of the spirit world yourself. Is that right?
Yeah.
And for some reason, if I said to you that you've had some kind of setback to do with that, do you understand that you've had a setback in that?
Yeah, I can see where she can say that, yeah.
Okay, because I know that she makes me aware about there's been a bit of a setback, and in some way it's kind of like knocked your confidence a little bit. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And she says to me there about, you know, instead of it knocking your confidence, it should be boosting your confidence, because I know that's what I want to put in your life. I want to boost your confidence therefore to allow you to move forward. Okay, now I do believe that there's some kind of pattern that's going on, there's some kind of like shift that's going on in your vibration at the moment. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Excuse me. And it's like understanding the difference from one to the next. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. See, and I know that, Gillian, that she wants me to say to you that as you walk forward and as you go on. Now, I don't know, for some reason, I believe I want to put, why do I want to put like a microphone in front of you? Do you understand why I would put a microphone in front of you?
No. Not at all.
Okay, well, for some reason, I don't know if you do like something public, as if there's like some public speaking, or whether it's like you need to address someone, or whether you do like kind of radio work, but it's like I want to put a microphone, and the reason why the spirit would put a microphone there is because I would want to address something.
Okay,
so whether that's something to come, I don't know, but I know I want to address something. Okay, and just say to you that you have the full support of your friend in the spirit world around you to guide you and to push you forward every step of the way, and to just say to you that you're not alone, okay, and stop feeling as if you are alone, because you're not. Do you understand of this?
Yes. Sure, I do. Is she going to send me a boyfriend?
You know, okay. You know, see, what I've just been told to that question there is that sometimes you need to put yourself out there to get someone to come back. Do you understand of this?
To get someone to come back?
Because you kind of keep yourself under lock and key. Jillian, do you understand of that?
Well, I do go out. But
you don't spread your wings anymore, do you?
Well, I haven't gone out much because it's winter and it's very cold out, but I do go out.
Okay. Well, I want to say that you spread your wings a little more, okay? And, you know, if we are meant to meet someone soon, then when you spread your wings, you will meet someone soon then, okay? You know, it's not about the spirit world sending us anyone in particular. You know, if it's meant to be, if it's there, then we need to change the pattern that we are doing within our lives to find it, okay? And, you know, again, as you've probably heard if you've viewed the show time and time again, that's what I've had to do. Is change my pattern and my trail of thoughts to allow others to come into my life, you know, and I must say it's probably the best thing I've ever done was to allow that trail of thought to be changed, okay, and that's what I need to put in your life there, Jillian, at the moment. Let that pattern change and let whoever in that needs to come in, okay. Does that help you a little bit there?
Yeah, it does, because I wanted to ask two questions. One was about relationships and the other one was about careers. She didn't mention anything about those two things, but
we've mentioned the relationship side, haven't we? Because we've just talked about that. Now the career change, okay? I believe that there's something to do with have you been sending off your resumes to different places at the moment?
I sent off my resume to two places.
Okay.
Recently.
Okay. And that would be a total change to what you would normally be used to. Is that right?
Well, I didn't apply for anything specific. I just applied for, I was just on the internet just playing around, and I was like, oh, it would be nice to send my resume to these two places. And so I didn't apply for a job specifically, but I did send my resume online to those two places.
Okay, well, if you send your resume off to them two places, then, you know, what I want to say that you, it is something totally different to what you were used to, isn't it?
Yeah, it's another state, and it's the different types of companies.
Okay. Well, remember what I said about the relationship side of things there, about spreading your wings a little. Okay, so if it is somewhere in a different state and totally different companies, then spread your wings a little, and I know that things will come back around. And I know, see, because I know as I'm looking into your life, that I want to say to you that, you know, it's about time that these changes happened for the right reasons. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Good, okay. Well, let me leave that there with you, Jillian. I'll say thank you very much for calling. And please remember to download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spore at FM. And I'll say thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. It still seems like as if we're having technical issues again with my wonderful friend Oscar. You know, I just don't know what's going on here tonight. I really don't. Let me just... Okay, let me just go to this song, because it's a song that actually I do like. I've heard it. It's a song that was sent to me, so it's a bit of a request kind of thing. So let's press this button and see what happens.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by, and hope was high, life worth living. The voice is soft as thunder.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
I am looking forward to meeting everyone there. And remembering, it is down to the Saturday free all day psychic fair and Saturday night demonstration with me, Mike Davis, Nick Humphreys, and the amazing Grant Collier. So I'm looking forward to seeing as many of you there as we can. I know tickets are going fast for this event, so I do urge you, if you want to come, and if you are planning on coming, to book your tickets now, where they are £10 prepay. You can email me, mike@mikespirit.fm. Come over to my Facebook page, which is Mike Davis Medium. Go over to Nick Humphreys Nick Humphreys page, which is Nick Humphreys Medium on Facebook, or even www.nick-humphreys.com, and that's where you will be able to get tickets for that event. As I said, the tickets are going quite fast. I think we are up over way over halfway sold them tickets, and you know, it's still a few weeks yet to go, so you know, come and grab them tickets whilst you can. You know, otherwise I don't want anybody to be disappointed. So let me just see if we can try and get Oscar back. So if I go off for some reason, bear with me, I'll be back. But let me just try and call Oscar in. Okay, looks like I'm back. I don't know where, you know, I'm at a loss now. I know that we did mention about the energy that we built up. I really am at a loss. I don't understand what's going on there. Maybe it is just the weather. Haven't got a clue. But all I can do is apologize to everyone. Kelly, you may be right. Maybe it is the full moon playing against us. I really don't know. And Pam, yes, you are right. Gremlins in the system. It certainly is gremlins going on here tonight. You know, I know that Oscar is a wonderful medium. And, you know, if you don't manage to get Oscar back, please visit his Facebook page, Oscar Medium, on Facebook. I know that his website is www.oscarmedium.com. So I know that, you know, you can call Oscar for a private reading. Again, you can do that with me by going to www.mikedavismedium.com. And, you know, we are in the middle of rejigging that website. And if you go over there now, you should see some changes, which I like some new changes. It's good to have changes. So let's see what, there we are, oscarmedium.com. Thank you there, Pam. Wonderful. So just visit Oscar on his website, and we will do our very best to bring Oscar back in. But let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Amanda. Hi, Amanda. Are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, Amanda. I know that you're calling from the UK, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Amanda, it's just me at the moment. Oscar keeps going in and out, and you know, maybe the storm has moved down towards Oscar's way, which is causing that few technical issues there. But Amanda, what was the reason that you called in for?
I just wanted a spiritual reading, really.
Okay. Well, okay, then let me make a connection to the spirit world and we'll see where we go with you. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. You know, Amanda, the first thing I have is a gentleman here that makes me aware when he passed on to the spirit world, he passed with a stroke because I know that the one side of my body is completely numb. I know that my face is completely numb on the one side. So I know it's a stroke-like condition that this gentleman would have passed on to the spirit world with. I know that he would have suffered with some different illness to the stroke. So it wasn't, he didn't suffer with a stroke. He passed with a stroke but suffered with something else. I believe it's like something to do with his chest that he suffered with in this life. So to understand of a gentleman that would have passed, and I do believe I'm in a hospital, that would have passed in a hospital with a stroke-like condition but suffered, excuse me, with his chest before he passed home to the spirit world there. Do you understand of him there, Amanda?
Not fully, but I think I might have an idea, yeah.
Okay. Well, I know I need to lean more towards your dad's side, if I'm honest with you, because I feel as if I want to link to your dad's side of the family here to find him, because I know that that's where he makes me believe I want to link with him. So I don't know if that fits with the gentleman you were thinking of.
Yeah.
Okay, because I know I want to lean towards your dad's side. And see, as I'm picking up this gentleman here from the spirit world, he just wants me to say that, okay, so I need to have more information off him to conclusively prove to you of who he is first. He says to me that he goes back two generations, and I believe he means from you, okay? So let me talk about your granddad. So is this your granddad in the spirit world you were thinking of?
Yeah.
Okay, see, because that's who he tells me he is, okay? Because he says, go back two generations from us. So that would be go back to your dad and then to his dad. So it's your granddad that I want to connect with here. Now, I know that your granddad was quite a stern kind of a man when he was here with us. Wherever he had to say out, he would come, please, or offend. Do you understand that with him?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
And I know that he's very strict, very much to the point when he was here with us. And if you didn't listen to me, then you would soon know about it, because I know that he makes me aware of being so much like discipline, control is the key word here with this man. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Amanda, you're getting lots of headaches at the moment there, because he just makes me aware as if the front of my head there, oh my gosh, it's like the biggest pain in the front of my head. Do you understand of the headaches there?
No.
Okay. What do you understand of someone then, if it's not yourself, that's complaining of headaches there at the moment?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Would you understand that that would be with him then?
It might be. It might have been.
Okay. Because I know he. Okay. Well, I know that he gives it to me. It's like headaches. It's like pressure right on the front here. I don't know whether it's like stress or tension or something, but I still feel more connected to the earth, not so much with him. I believe this is around us here and now. Can you remember I've said that to you, Amanda? And I know that, you know,
yeah.
The more you think on it, the more that it will come apparent there to you, because I know that, see, it's like it's affected by a vision here as well. Would you understand if I said to you that there's someone that's like kind of losing their balance at the minute?
Don't come to mind, no.
It doesn't come to your mind?
No.
Okay. Well, I know that... okay, I'm not going to change it. I'm not going to change anything. I believe that there's someone in your life that's complaining of headaches, which is the knock-on effect is like making them lose their balance a bit, as if I'm a bit wobbly on my feet. And I know that this gentleman just comes because of the authoritative figure he comes with is to like... say to this person that they need to go and get themselves checked, or they need to get themselves seen to, okay? Now, I'm not going to leave it because he says to me, you can't. let me link to your family a minute, Amanda, okay?
Yeah.
And I know that your dad, I believe this is linked to your dad in some way. Now, I don't know if you know about this or not.
No.
Okay. Talk to your dad afterwards, okay? Because I know that, I'm aware that my head, it's giving me so much pain at the minute. I believe my balance is all out of sorts a minute. And it's like, you know, I'm a little bit stubborn. I won't get myself checked out. I won't get myself seen to. But it's like your granddad wants me to say they need to get themselves sorted. They need to get themselves checked out, okay? Because that's what he brings forward there from the spirit world, okay? We need to get them sorted. So I know that that's what he has come to say to you, Amanda. Now, I know as well that he talks to me about your life at the minute. Because would I be right in saying in your vibration there that you're to and fro and from something yourself there? Do you understand of this?
Not really.
Then I don't know why that is coming out, that if you don't understand it, because, you know, it should. See, I've always been the one who will say, you know, I'm either hearing this, feeling this, seeing this, or I need to go and get myself checked out, okay? And I know that it's like as if I'm to and fro and from something here with you, okay? So I don't know if you are you in the middle of, like, or are you wanting to make a decision over something that I want to change, and I don't know whether it's like a school or an education or so. It's like, I've had enough of this.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay. See, some people have said, Michael, you're like a dog with a bone. You won't give up. Okay. And, you know, I won't, because I know that what I have is what I have to give. Okay. And that's what I need to bring forward there for you, Amanda. Okay. That he knows about this, about changing things. Now, he's telling me here that you have to think on things clearly first before you jump in, because I know that you're notorious for just jumping in and doing what you think is best sometimes. Do you understand that? And it's not always the case.
Yes.
Okay. And sometimes you kind of sit back and you think, why did I do that? Why didn't I listen? So I know that you've had advice about this, and it's like, you'll do what you want to do anyway. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. See, well, just know that your granddad's in the spirit world there with you, Amanda, and he knows exactly what's going on in your life. He knows exactly what's going around your vibration, and he knows that every little detail. Now, I know that your awareness has grown with the spirit world as well, yourself. Do you understand of this?
Yes, definitely, yeah.
And he tells me that it's being heightened at the minute, and it's the high-pitched noises that you're hearing now, is that right?
I do get them, yeah.
See, because I know I'm hearing like a high-pitched noise, and the only way I can describe it, you know, like an in-between of a radio station when you haven't got quite on the right station there. Like,
yeah.
And it's like a bit of a buzz. But you can hear it sometimes, but it's not clear. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Because that's what he makes me aware of, and I know whenever the spiral makes me aware of that, it's like just a little bit of fine-tuning, a little bit of tweaking, and it will come right, okay? So I know that he talked to me there about your awareness of the spirit world. It's not quite right at the minute, okay? But, you know, you work with it. You tweak it, you twist it, and it will come right, okay? Excuse me, but you have to have that confidence in yourself to deliver it in the... Why does he talk to me about delivering it in the right way? Are you giving some kind of communication then? Or you've been trying to?
What you mean?
Have you been trying to work with the spirit world or with some kind of like psychic vibration there?
Oh, yeah. I've always tried working with the spirit world, yeah.
Okay. What he tells me is, because it's not quite tuned in quite right just yet, you have to work on the delivery of it.
Right.
Okay. Because at the minute you feel, why does it work sometimes and not other times? And why do you feel let down sometimes by it and excited sometimes by it? Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
See, because it's not tuned in quite right. Let's work on the delivery of what we have, okay? Because, you know, sometimes we have to think of it in another way. The spirit world comes forward and uses us as mediums, as channels, call us of what you want, okay? But they have chosen us for a reason. And the reason is because we can deliver it in the way that they want it to be delivered. Okay, so sometimes we need to sit back and think, how do I present my communication to wherever it needs to go? Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So let's work on the details of things, okay? Because I know that thing hasn't really bothered you up until now. It's like being like, well, let's get the communication first.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's turn things around on his head, okay? And let's try it a different way, because I want to say that you let's understand the delivery of things, and once you understand the delivery of it, then we'll be able to push it forward in the right way. Okay? Does that help a little bit there, Amanda?
Yes, yeah, it does, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling. And remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Expert FM. I'll say thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
bye.
Bye.
Okay, let me go straight back to the phone lines, and I do believe I have Leslie there. Hi, Leslie, are you there with us?
Hello?
Hi, Leslie, can I ask you where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Florida. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you, except the cold and the tiredness. I'm fine, Leslie. you know, it was just the same when I was in Florida back just a few months ago. You know, I was in Florida in the beautiful weather that we was having there in October, and then I developed a cold on the second part of the tour. Isn't that dreadful?
Did you develop the cold?
I did. Whilst I was out there in Florida, 90 degrees, 100% humidity, and I developed a cold.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, that's just my luck, isn't it? Leslie, can I ask you what the reason was that you called in for?
Yes. I was calling in reference to my love life and the gentleman that I'm in love with.
Okay. Let me make a link to the spirit world, okay, because... you know, I don't use any cards or any tools or anything of any sort. I just link to the spirit world, and it's up to them to give me what they want to give you, okay?
Okay.
So let me talk to you of a lady that's in the spirit world here that makes me aware that the latter part of her life, I believe that I want to push this lady in like a chair. So I don't know whether she was a user of a wheelchair towards the end of her life, but I feel as if I want to push this lady around. I do believe I want to say that she would have spent the latter part of her life being cared for, because I know, as I said, I want to push her, so I know that she was cared for towards the end of her life there. So the latter part of her life, she was cared for. She makes me aware that she would have lost some weight as well before she passes there. And she doesn't make
my grandmother.
That's your grandmother, bless her. Because she just, see, she makes me aware, and she wants me to keep playing with my stomach for some reason. And see, only if you could see me, you know, I'm pressing my stomach here. So would you understand that she would have had a problem with her stomach towards the end of her life as well there?
Yes.
Okay, bless her, okay. Well, doesn't that prove to you that your grandmother steps so close to me into the vibration here? And, you know, she just makes me feel so cold at the minute. Would you understand why she makes me, did she always complain of being cold then or something?
She lived in the cold weather.
Ah, right, okay. Because I know that she makes me aware of being cold, and she makes me aware. I want to start rubbing my legs, I want to start rubbing my arms, and it's like I can't get warm, okay? And I know that towards the end of her life there, that as she couldn't get warm, she wants me to say that, you know, in some way it was like a relief for her to pass of when she did. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay, and I know that sounds pretty much wrong, really. You know, it's not a relief for anyone to go, but you know that she tells me that the torment that she went through, the suffering that she went through, that she was glad to go of when she did. Okay, so I know that as she comes forward, your Leslie, that she's been in your life, and see, I'm asking her the question about your love life and the gentleman that you're in love with, and you know, see, the feeling I'm getting off her and what she tells me is that, you know, it's always been the same, isn't it? It's been back and forth all the time. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And, you know, a little bit like my last communication there with Amanda there. I'm a bit of a dog with a bone. I won't give up. And without me sounding disrespectful there, Leslie, you're very much that way, particularly to do with your relationship. Is that right?
Yeah.
And, you know, even though that, it doesn't matter how hard we try, it feels as if you're getting nowhere. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
I know that you spent many hours awake, many hours wondering, am I doing the right thing? What's the right word? You know, there's no easy way of putting this, Leslie. Okay, I've just got to give it to you the way it comes through, and that's the way I've always worked, okay? Now, would I be right in saying that, are you thinking, am I on the right pathway anymore? Because I can't deal with it anymore.
Yes.
Okay. Then it's not wrong with what I'm picking up. It's perfectly right. Now, I want to say that you, that you know, you've come to a point of where you feel enough's enough. I don't care, not me, but you have thought to yourself, I don't care how much love that I have. I have to love myself as well. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want to say that to you that, you know, you do feel it's worth fighting for. It is worth fighting for. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And but it has to be a two-way thing, doesn't it?
Yes.
And if I said to you that, why would I say to you the last 6 years has been like the biggest uphill battle you've ever had?
Yeah, but it's not so much in relationship-wise, but just like my life in general.
Yeah, okay. See, so it's been an uphill battle the last 6 years, and it's, it's taken a strain upon things. Now, would I be right saying to you that it's like, there's something to do with medical here with you as well? Do you understand that there's a medical problem as well?
With me?
I'm not sure if it's with you, but either you or the gentleman that we've been talking about for the last 5 minutes there. Do you understand that there's a medical problem there for some reason?
Well, I know with me, the last time I went to my doctor, everything was fine. But with him, I mean, I know that he has high cholesterol and stuff like that.
Okay. That's certainly a medical problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. See, because I'm saying, come on, I need a bit more information off you, Sudan. And she says to me about, tell her about the medical problem. Okay. So in some way that, you know, see, you're such a caring person yourself there. Leslie, that you'll do your utmost best to please, to help, and to try and make it work. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Well, keep on at it, okay? Because I know that that's what I want to say, that you keep on at it. It will come right, okay? We just need to have, what's the right word I'm looking for? Have that confidence in ourselves. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay.
So she wants me to continue to keep trying to make this relationship work?
Most definitely. Okay?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
You keep trying, okay? Because I know it's been difficult. It's been an uphill battle. But it's going to be worth it in the end, okay? You know, first things first, I need to see to you. Let's get all these negative thoughts out of our mind first, because I know that there's so many negative thoughts in your mind. Do you understand of this?
Yes. Yes, I'm tired. It's been a very long, hurtful process.
Okay. You sound like
there's a lot of love, but like you said, there's a lot of pain also.
Okay, that's fine. Because I know I want to say that you know it's exhausting. Okay, because I know that's the way I feel, and not because but it's exhausting. Okay. And that's why I just said that, you know, jokingly around, it sounds like as if you've had a weekend like me, but I know it's been more than a weekend. It's been few months, maybe a few years, okay, of being exhausted. And, you know, this tiredness that I'm probably feeling is nothing compared to what you were feeling. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You stick in there, okay? I want to say to you that, that there is like a... right way of describing it? There is like a little bump in the pathway where things will change, and that's coming to you very soon, okay? Have that confidence in yourself, Leslie, confidence to know that you can take this thing forward. Elsie, thank you very much for calling there.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day. Right. And remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives on Maxport FM. Leslie, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, before I go to the next caller, let me just play this song here for you.
From where you're standing, cause from over here I miss the joke, clear the way from my crash landing. I've done it again, another number for you. I'd be smiling if I wasn't so desperate. I'd be patient if I had the time. I could stop and answer all of your questions.
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411683 96, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
You know, I am looking forward to meeting everyone there. And don't forget, as I said, that event has changed. There is no Friday night, as you know, due to circumstances, things have changed, and lots going on there, but the Saturday day has not altered. There's going to be lots of stalls. There's going to be lots of readings available. There's going to be lots going on through the day, and not forgetting the Saturday night with myself, Nick Humphreys, and Grant Collier. You know, you've got three, and I will say, amazing mediums that's going to be there. Just £10 a ticket. Just £10 a ticket for three mediums. Where are you going to get value for money like that from? Well, you're not anywhere else, but right here on Mike Spirit FM. So that's the Castle Hotel Neath, 23rd of February 2013. Come and see us individually for private readings. Come and meet us. You know, we are your hosts of Mike Spirit FM, and we are looking forward to being there. So it's going to be an amazing time. It's going to be an amazing weekend. And we're going to have some fun. So let's go back to the the switchboard, and we have Toya here. Hi, Toya, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Toya. Thank you. Can I ask you where you're calling from there?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
From Connecticut, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I would like to know, what do you have for me as far as, you know, my romance goals or lack of it? And, like, I don't know, just whatever you have for me.
Okay. Okay. Well, my forte is to link to the spirit world, okay, which you would know by listening to the show. It's the communication that we do here on Mike's World FM. So if I may, I'll do that for you and see what comes of it. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. You know, the first thing I'm aware of is a lady here, and I know that the first thing I'm aware of is being upset. I want to start crying. And I know that this is the way that she would have been towards the end of her life. Tears, lots of tears. Because I know that she makes me aware that she knew that she was ready to go home of when she did home to the spirit world. She certainly makes me aware that she links to your family. I want to link it to your mum's side of your family, if I'm honest there with you.
My grandmother.
Bless her. Okay, and she knows that she's ready to go home, and this is where the tears, because she says to me about the hardest thing to do was to say goodbye. And she made sure that she said goodbye to everyone before she passed from this life. Do you understand of that?
She did. The last time we seen her was at the airport when we sent her to Jamaica, where she was born. Wow.
Okay, bless her. Okay, because she's with us right now, okay? And she says to me that, you know, as I said, the hardest thing was to say goodbye. But, you know, the easiest thing that she finds is to say hello again to you, okay? Because you know that this is the first time that she's ever made a communication, is that right?
Yeah,
okay.
It is.
Bless her, because she says, look, isn't it amazing? I can come back and talk to you. Okay, so I know that this is her first time for being here. And, you know, I'm so honored to be the one who can fetch your grandmom through for the first time. And she says to me that it's simple, it's easy, okay? And she talks about these tears is gone. There's lots of beaming smiles upon her face at the moment. And she says to me that, you know, that this is the way that she envisions your life of lots of happiness, lots of joy in your life at the moment, okay? Because she says to me there that, you know, see, I know that the question that you asked me was about your relationship and so on there. And, you know, she doesn't even really want me to address that. She says to me, oh, God, they come and go. Don't worry about them, okay? That's the way she says me. So I know that's the way she would have been in this life. Do you understand of this?
Mm-hmm.
And she says,
definitely.
Girl, you have to concentrate on yourself first before you concentrate on anyone else, okay? You need to put your life in order first, okay?
That sounds like my mom.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that's what she said. See, so if it's your mum's mum, then that's perfect, isn't it? Because it's like a family trait, because I know that's why I want to say, you concentrate on yourself first, the girl, and stop worrying about everyone else, because everybody else will fall into suit. And the first things first, let's take control of our own life, okay? Have you been thinking about moving on in your life as well, like moving into a different direction or moving into a new home or moving on? Yes, you see, because she says to me about the change that's coming into your life is more important than anyone else at the moment, okay? So know that whatever this change is, it's going to be for the better for you, okay? Now, she
that
does...
That is true.
Okay, she does make me aware that... I don't know if there's younger ones in your life or whether you have, like, younger ones or there's just younger, like, children around you. Do you understand of younger children there in your life?
Right now, I have my daughter here with me. I'm supposed to have two of them with me. And my youngest daughter, she's been giving my mom a hard time because she wanted to be with me. But the courts, we put it for both of the girls to come in July, and I have her here with me now, but I'm having a very hard time putting her in school. And if she doesn't get in school, then they're going to call baby police, I call them.
Okay. See, because I know that she talks to me about the children, okay? And that's why she says to me, isn't it, about getting your life in order first before we start worrying about anything else, okay? So, you know, isn't that perfect way of her coming through to share that information, share that evidence there with you that, you know, life goes on in the spirit world, you know? There is no death. just a simple next transaction to the next doorway. Simply walk through that doorway and we're in the next dimension of life. And that's what she wants me to bring forward there for you. Okay. She says here as well about you're looking for something bigger now. Do you understand of wanting to move somewhere a bit bigger? Is that right?
Yeah, the bedroom.
Okay. See, because I know that she talks to me about the about something a bit bigger, okay, because it needs to be more accommodating. So if you're saying that you only have the one of your daughters with you, then see, the plan is for them both to be with you. Is that right?
Yes.
And, you know, I know that I want to say to you that this thing is coming sooner than what you think, okay? So whenever you set a date or whatever date that is, it's coming sooner than what you think, because I know that it's coming. And it's coming very quick. Now, I know that I want to say that you as well. See, I know you just said about that, excuse me, that you're struggling about getting them into school. Now, would I be right in saying to you about there's one particular school that you want them to go to? Is that right?
Yeah, because it's closer to me.
Okay. Because I know I want to say that to you. See, because I know I'm aware of one school.
Mm-hmm.
And you stick in trying to get them in that one school, because you will get them in there, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, if I sit you just around the corner and over the next block, and that's where it is, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. I don't know, I'm over in the UK, I wouldn't have a clue, would I? But I know it's around the corner and just over the next block, and that's where the school is, because that's where she takes me, and that's where I need to go, okay? So doesn't that prove to you that your grandmother is very much around your vibration at the moment?
Thank you.
That's okay, thank you. Well, I know I've got to leave there, because I know that we're coming to the end of the show there, Tonya, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in. Please remember, please do download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. I know that we're almost coming to the end of the show. I want to thank everyone for calling in. I do apologize on behalf of Oscar. You know, I don't know what happened. I really don't. It's just one of them things. As Pam said, it's gremlins. It's probably is the weather. You know, we are experiencing some heavy downpours of thunder, lightning, and hailstones, and the rain is quite horrific. As I said, you know, 2 foot of snow last week, this week 2 foot of rain. And it's just the way that this wonderful British weather goes. I know I wanted to play this last song. I'm going to do just that. So let's just, let's just press this button and see what happens.
So far away, you take my hand, it feels like home. We both understand it's where we belong. So how do I say, do I say goodbye? We both have our dreams, we both wanna fly. Let's take tonight to carry us through the lonely times.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.